The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The draft's in the books, and there's a lot more coming this weekend. So let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On!
For a Friday.
Friday.
It is Friday, right? Because we don't have the Friday song going.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
It's Friday. Hey, John, you trying to mess up my vibe?
Yeah, because I get confused if I don't have the Friday song. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, most of the time the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 is your number, and it's a Friday. Weekend's almost here. Actually, weekend's probably starting for a lot of you who are getting your cars right now, so congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
Survived another week, and we'll get you home in one piece. That's the plan. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports is happening, sir. Sports.
Is it?
Okay. Not really.
No, this is not much of a sports
time. Not a big sports time, but you make do with what you got, right?
Exactly.
It's all you can do.
Which, you know, got your NBA draft last night, which I'm sure you were excited
True.
About.
True. I watched a lot of NBA draft last night. I feel like, to the person, I you know, we were talking about guys that, you know, may be a good late steal.
Yeah.
And I feel like I said Derek White would be a great fit for San Antonio.
I think we have that on record, yes.
Okay, that's official. I really did say that on the air, or yeah. I was just thinking it off in my own brain. But they take him, so which means I'm pretty sure he's going to be good now.
Yeah.
So
he's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Just that was, mark it down.
And
put that in your notebook.
I mean, obviously, the big news is the Jimmy Butler trade. And, man, suddenly you got to take Minnesota seriously, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, they were a team that had a bunch of good young talent, and now you're adding a veteran leader to that team.
Who's very familiar with the head coach.
And has been very successful with that head coach. And I think that they are going to be... This has got to be a year where they become competitive. And now I say competitive relatively.
They should make the playoffs.
You know who else should make the playoffs? Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I don't think there's any more excuses there.
I mean, listen, you picked that high enough, and you've built a nice team. Now, obviously, they've had some guys who have struggled to stay healthy. Joel Embiid has to be healthy. I still think they're trying to move Jahlil Okafor. But when you think about Embiid, Simmons, Fultz. I mean, you've got
pretty good.
You've got the baseline for a really good team. Now, maybe much like Minnesota, they need to add a veteran.
I would agree
to
with that
group. But
if you could get a really good veteran small forward,
yeah,
that would make a big difference.
So there's some things moving around, and I don't know. Obviously, we're not done. You know, the Paul George thing is Paul George rumors were being thrown around willy-nilly last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And then nothing was really happening.
Neither willy or nilly.
Apparently the Pacers somehow are just finding out that Paul George doesn't want to be with the Pacers long-term. I don't, like, suddenly they're, this is a shock. Like, what? Kevin Pritchard, who's the president of basketball operations. There's so many titles in the NBA. I don't know what the president of basketball operations does, but he's one of the guys who runs the team. And he said it was a gut punch finding out that Paul George didn't want to be part of the franchise. This is his quote. it couldn't have come at a worse time. If we would have known this a few months ago, I think we could have been more prepared. Becoming public was a big issue. We want our players to want to be here. That's important. It really is. When Paul said he didn't, that's a gut punch. I feel like we've known that for a while.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything new here.
That's odd. And the Pacers did what the Pacers do and drafted a white guy, TJ Leaf, who is, you may know him as one of the white guys who cost Lonzo Ball the chance to win a national championship because there were too many whites on UCLA's team.
Right.
Even though TJ Leaf played significantly better in their last game than Lonzo Ball did. But
that doesn't count, AJ. Come on.
Right. And also, even though Lonzo Ball is half white, LeVar decided that it was the white guy's faults that UCLA lost.
That was the half of him that played poorly.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was. But yeah, the fact that they're acting like they didn't realize that Paul George didn't want to be in Indiana, maybe you should check out the internet every once in a while.
Yeah, that Google machine works pretty well.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm curious your thoughts on the haul behind the Jimmy Butler trade. Is that enough? Is Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn and pick 7, which turns into Lauri Markkanen,
who I
think he is, and obviously it's so hard to project. I'm going to compare him to a guy who's now a Hall of Famer, or is going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying that this is going to be the career he has, but coming into the league, this is what Dirk Nowitzki was, and he's a sort of a soft Euro, you could call him that, fantastic shooter. You wonder how well he'll defend in the league. You know, you wonder if the rest of his game will develop. And if it does, I mean, you get Dirk. If it doesn't, you get Darko Milicic. But this guy can play. He can shoot for sure. And more in the NBA, it's kind of the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
If you could shoot, they'll figure out a way to play you. And that's why last night when I'm watching the draft, when the guys who can't shoot get drafted, I'm like, man, how good can he be? If he can't shoot, how good can you be in the NBA these days? But I like that guy. I like that player. A lot of people apparently don't. A lot of people booed the pick. Chicago fans are not a fan of the pick. I'm also a fan of Chris Dunn. I've said that since he got drafted. I like Chris Dunn. He did not have a great rookie year, but
I think it's too early to quit on him, and I think he'll be a decent player for him.
I think that Chris Dunn is going to be a fantastic defender no matter what. And that's, it's going to take him time to develop the rest of his game. And you could tell he struggled with basically everything but defense his rookie year. And then, you know, LaVine is—he's a guy who's been. There's good things and bad things about him. How about that? And
that's fair.
He's a freakish athlete. He's a good 3-point shooter. He can make a jump shot out of nowhere. There's things to like about him, but the reality is, at the end of the day, the best player went the other way. Now, you also have to take in consideration they probably weren't going to keep Jimmy Butler much longer.
Right.
So you get what you can for him. And I would say that's three guys with high ceilings that you just got back.
Yeah, I think if you're Chicago and you've decided you're moving on, that's a pretty fair haul for giving him up. I would have thought you could do a little better than that, but apparently that was the best offer they had. And if you look at it on the surface, I think it's fine. It's if you've decided to move on from the guy.
I was honestly kind of surprised that in that whole deal, the Bulls give up their pick, their first round pick. Like,
yeah,
they swapped first round picks. I didn't even think they were going to have to do that. And then suddenly when I see that the Timberwolves are picking at 16 or 17, wherever they picked. I was like, that's interesting. I mean, so, I think they probably could have gotten a better haul, but, you know, at some points you just you see what's on the table, you take what you think fits your franchise the best, and
nobody got punched in the gut.
Yeah. Yep.
What'd you think of the Mavericks pick? I've had a couple people ask about that.
Oh boy. Are we gonna do this with every draft pick?
No, I think just the teams that on the surface people care about.
Okay. I figured we would go.
I mean, we can go through them all if you want. I got no problem with that.
Well, maybe let's go through some of those in the next segment. Let's
okay.
go.
We can just blast through them, and you don't have to spend a lot of time on everybody. But I think we can do that next segment.
Okay. Yeah. I can go team by team, and I can tell you what I think about the player, except for some of the Euros. I mean, I'd be making things up about the Euros. But Dennis Smith is an awesome upside pick. He's also got a lot of downside. Like he's a high ceiling, low floor type player. He's really explosive, but he's also really inconsistent as a player. But I mean, obviously the upside is high. If you're going to be taken in the top 10, yeah, you've got to have upside. So I like him. I think that maybe he could be a good fit for the Mavs. And I think it's crazy how many point guards got taken, and you know, to be the team that gets like the fifth or sixth point guard off the board, you could do much worse than Dennis Smith Jr.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll be happy to take some calls. And if you want to weigh in on what you think happened last night, certainly willing to listen to that. I was watching the Canadian Football League game last night. Riders missed a field goal at the end to win the game, choking dogs. But there's at least football on now, even though it's football light. So I at least have that to watch. I would kind of throw out there, if you're playing these games early, I would bet the unders. The defenses are well ahead of the offenses right now. They only play two preseason games, so it takes a little longer for offenses to get going. So just a general tip there. If you're looking at playing some games, unders.
All right.
I'll give you something to look at. Is this an actual college baseball game that's going on, or is this
Oregon State LSU? Yeah, it's actually going on right now.
Ah, woo.
You excited about this?
Well, I guess I'd like to see LSU win, just because I know we have a lot of LSU listeners.
Yeah.
And that gives them something to cheer for. But that's pretty much it for the sports world right now. I mean, got the hockey draft tonight, but nobody cares about that but me. So.
But you've got a boner for that.
I do. I do, because I watch a lot of these guys, like in the juniors, and I watched a lot of the Canadian Major Junior Hockey League stuff. Like I watched Memorial Cup, things like that. So I kind of develop an opinion on them.
But it's not the kind of boner you would pay $60 for, right?
No, as a matter of fact, I can, especially if I can get it
for cheaper,
for like $2.
Right, that wouldn't even make sense to pay $60 for something you can get for $2.
Guys, if you're paying $60 a pill for Viagra, which a lot of you are doing, that's just insane. We're going to give you a way where you don't have to do that anymore. How about $2 to $10 per pill? Just think about it. If you're spending that $60 and you pop that sucker and suddenly she doesn't feel well and you've wasted it, you've thrown $60 away. Well, don't do that. Go to Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston. You're going to get a better solution. Go to myedrx.com and you'll find out that you can buy the active ingredient for 5 or 6 times less, sometimes more than that, and you're getting the same results. If you've already got yourself a prescription, all you have to do is get it switched over to Summerwood, and they will send it to you. Basically, you give them a call. Once you have that prescription, they will mail it out to you. You get it the next day, and they'll send it wherever you want, discreetly, to your home, to your office, and it's in a box so you can't tell what it is, and you will get it a day later, anywhere in Texas. How about that? And you're saving a bunch of money. So go to the website, and if you think you might need this and need to go to your doctor, well, go to their website, check it out. They've got a really good video that tells you everything you need to know. And you can even print out your form to take to your doctor so you can fill it out, send it to Summerwood, and you can get going right now. All you have to do is go to myedrx.com or call 281-225-4300. That's 281-225-4300, and you're going to get the same ingredient, sildenafil, that's in the little blue pill, and less than $10 a pop. I mean, you can't beat that. Summerwood Pharmacy, 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300, locally owned, Texas licensed, Summerwood Pharmacy, myedrx.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Right now, we're going to go to our buddy Tasha, who's out at NRG. What's going on, Tasha?
What up, guys? How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
We are doing great over here at the Texas Truck Expo. We're going to be here all weekend long. You can check out different trucks, trailers, truck parts, accessories, and so much more at the 4th Annual Texas Trucking Show. Yes, admission is free, guys. You can check out a list of exhibitors and get more information at texastruckingshow.com.
And you have giveaway stuff for people if they come up and say, hey, I heard you on the radio?
We definitely have giveaway things. We have a game up here you can spin and win some koozies, some T-shirts, hats, cups, and also we do have a giveaway for Slitter Bond tickets, a package of four.
All right. Thanks, Tasha.
You're welcome.
All righty. So you want to zip through these picks?
Yeah, we can go through some of these.
Okay. Sixers, you've already mentioned.
Yeah, I like Fultz. I think he's a fantastic defender. I think he's a good creator. He's a good scorer. He does everything. Obviously he's young. He's got a long way to go, but I like him quite a bit. I think he's a fantastic pick.
Lakers and Lonzo Ball, no shock there.
Yeah, he's a good player. It's just going to be a matter of if he's a distraction, or if more so if his family's distracted. Because honestly, like him, I think he's like a decent kid. I just think that he's got a pageant dad on his hip, and that it can be a pain in the ass. But I think he's a good player.
Celtics take Jason Tatum.
Yeah, and he was one of the guys rumored to be on the move last night for Paul George, and it ends up not happening, or at least not yet. But Jason Tatum's a solid player. I like Josh Jackson more than Jason Tatum, though.
And he went fourth to the Suns.
Yeah, so. He's another guy, not a great shooter, but a fantastic defender, can defend damn near every position except for a big. And can honestly play a lot of positions on offense, too, if they need him to. So I like him quite a bit. Well, he's a good fit for Phoenix.
And I like guys like that because offense you can develop.
Yep.
Defense you really can't. If you come into the league, can't play D, it's pretty rare that you turn yourself into a good defensive player. De'Aaron Fox is a guy I like a lot, but he goes to Sacramento, so his career's over.
Yeah, it sucks. But he's another guy who's a really good defender. And, you could argue the best two-way guard or two-way point guard in this draft, so he's really good. He's got to get a little bit better shooting the ball too, but super fast, a big-time playmaker. He's a good player. I mean, and Sacramento, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the future of Sacramento is without DeMarcus Cousins. I don't know what their offense is going to look like, but I like him as a player.
Jonathan Isaac to Orlando at 6.
So skinny, and if he puts on 30 pounds, I think he's going to be a monster. Like, he's a guy who he can grow into a great player. He's just it's a little bit, like Kevin Durant. Like I'm not comparing this guy to Kevin Durant, although there's a lot of similarities. A real hard worker. I don't think he's got the shot and things like that Kevin Durant did. But he is a guy who just has to. He's got to put some mass on that frame because his body right now will not last in the NBA.
Mark, and you mentioned the Knicks go point guard as well.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about him. I've heard that he's a really good defensive player. I mean, obviously, I haven't watched much of him. I don't know. I'd be lying if I said too much about this kid. But everyone seems to rave about him defensively.
We talked about the Mavericks and Smith. Kings getting Zach Collins at 10.
Yeah, I think he was the one center that I could see going in the top 10. I'm not.
Then he was traded to the Blazers.
Sorry. I don't know that I'm necessarily crazy about drafting centers, period, but he's a relatively versatile big.
Malik Monk, 11th to the Hornets. I've said before I like him a lot. I think that's a good pick at that spot.
Yeah, he's a guy kind of the opposite of some of these other guys. No problem scoring. He's going to score all day, but minimal effort on the defensive end, and you can get away with that for only so long. He's a really good athlete, he's a volume scorer, so he's going to take a lot of shots. A little bit like Buddy Hield, you know, I guess is a good comparison.
Pistons also add some scoring at number 12.
Luke Kennard, who's a really, really good scorer, probably the best shooter, like just pure shooter in the draft. I think that's a good pick for a team that really needed to stretch or spread the floor a little bit.
Donovan Mitchell winds up going to the Jazz with pick 13.
Yeah, he's a good, versatile guard. Can do a lot of things. I think he's going to be a good fit with the Jazz. I like him quite a bit, too.
The Heat at 14 get Bam.
Didn't see him coming. That's not a guy I would have expected to go that high. I mentioned sort of, they needed that's a team that can use a guy who maybe isn't great defensively because you've got Hassan Whiteside. So if you take a front court player that's sort of a defensive liability, you'll be good. Pairing him with I don't know how it's going to work out. He's an energy guy. He's not a stretch four by any means, which is what you would have expected them to take. But I don't want to crap on him because I think he's a nice player. I think he went higher than I would have taken him.
Justin Jackson to the Kings at 15.
Yeah, that's a guy who he's a low upside high. Low upside high floor guy. He's a solid player. I don't think he's anything special in the league, but I don't think he'll hurt you.
Justin Patton goes to the Timberwolves.
For the Timberwolves, I like it. I mean, he's obviously going to be depth for them behind Karl Anthony Towns. It's a guy who he's sort of a high upside guy, too. Maybe you've got something with him, maybe you don't. But if you don't, good news, you've got Karl Anthony Towns, so it's not the end of the world if he's not great.
DJ Wilson, 17 to the Bucks.
Yeah, DJ Wilson's a guy who he could shoot. He's a stretch four. He could shoot. He's solid defensively. He was inconsistent this year at Michigan, maybe. Like, not, especially early on, not very good. Got better as the season went on. Went higher than I would have expected him to go.
TJ Leaf, you talked about a little bit earlier to the Pacers at 18.
I talked about, he's nice. I would have expected him to go in the 20s, too, but to the Pacers, of course, that makes sense.
Hawks take John Collins at 19.
John Collins is, when I was talking about the Heat, that's the guy I thought would be the best fit for them because he's a really good scorer, and he's not much of a shooter, but a really good scorer, really good at getting to the basket, just a struggle defensively. He's not picking up any of the slack that the Hawks lose by getting rid of Dwight Howard.
Another Kings pick, Harry Giles at 20.
If Harry Giles gets healthy, Harry Giles is going to be very good. I don't know if Harry Giles will ever be healthy, but that guy can play.
Terrence Ferguson to the Thunder at 21. Apparently people got mad because he was a Warriors fan.
Yeah, I don't know much about Terrence Ferguson, honestly. I'd be making things up if I talked about him.
Jared Allen at 22 to the Nets.
Jared Allen plays a physical type game. He's very athletic, but he just doesn't have a physical, or he's very athletic, doesn't play physical, and he plays a physical position. So if he's going to be a center in the NBA, he's got to learn to be more physical. He's got to develop an offensive game in the paint. And I think that where he went, 22, that's probably decent. A lot of people thought he would go higher than 22. And maybe there's an upside. But he's got to turn into a little bit more of a man.
Raptors go defense at 23.
I think it's an awesome pick. Ananobi from Indiana. If he were healthy, he's probably a top 10 player in this draft. I think he's really versatile on defense. Can guard almost anyone on the court. You're not drafting him to play offense, honestly. And any kind of offense you get from him is a bonus. But that's a good player.
And the Nuggets get some offense at 24 in a deal they made with the Jazz.
Yeah, the Nuggets need offense from guys that aren't guards because they've got too many guards. They rotate through too many guards. And Tyler Lydon's a guy who can move around. He's a 3/4. I don't know what he'll play in the NBA, but he can shoot. He'll be an asset for him.
Sixers pick up a 7-foot Latvian at 25.
What I saw of him, and he's one of the few Euros that I've seen, you know, more than just the highlight film on that they showed last night on the broadcast. That guy looks like he can play, and I like him. For the Sixers, a young team, I don't know that you can put him on the floor real soon. I think he may have to wait a little while, but he looks like he can play. He looks like he can shoot. He looks sort of like a poor man's Porzingis, and that's the league he played in. That's the country he comes from. That's an interesting Euro pick to me.
Blazers at 26 get Caleb Swanigan.
That is a guy who will grind. I don't know if he's going to make it long-term in the NBA, but I look at him a little bit like P.J. Tucker, who played at Texas, and a lot of people said, well, he doesn't have a position. He's not going to last in the league. Well, now he's been in the league for almost 10 years.
Yeah,
because he works harder than everybody. He grinds. He rebounds.
He's always a rotation player for somebody.
Yep, and he puts in work. I look at Caleb Swanigan kind of that same way, a little bit of a do-it-all guy. Used to be a big, fat guy. And lost a bunch of weight and turned into really an elite rebounder.
The Lakers had back-to-back picks. They traded one of them to the Jazz, but adding another big at 27.
Kuzma's a big, sort of. He's a I think he'll probably play four, maybe even three in the NBA. But he's a decent defender, decent shooter. He's nice. He's a good player. I'm not as high on Bradley, who they took at 28.
And then traded him to the Jazz.
Yeah, he's kind of plodding, kind of slow. He's kind of fits what I stereotype a Jazz player as, is a non-athletic, slow-moving blob. I shouldn't say blob. He tries hard. He's not a good athlete.
Spurs, Derek White, you mentioned earlier.
I love him. And he's such a cool story because he was a D2 player for like 3 years. And he's really efficient with the ball. He doesn't turn the ball over. And he is going to be a perfect fit in San Antonio, I think.
And Josh Hart winds up with the Lakers.
Man, he went a lot higher than I thought he was going to go. I thought somebody in the second round would get him and he'd be a value. I still think he's a value here. I don't, like I said this yesterday, I don't think Josh Hart's a superstar. But I think Josh Hart's a decent rotation player in the NBA. And I don't hate that pick at all.
And finally, the one pick in the second round we'll talk about was your Rockets-only pick, Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah, again, a guy I'm not super familiar with the Euros. I know he like grew up in the U.S. and moved away. But I knew the Rockets were going to take a Euro because I assumed that they don't want to add any salary for this year because they're still trying to add a big player. So they're looking for someone they could stash for a while. He fit about what I would expect him to look for, a three-point shooting Euro.
And then Dylan Brooks at 45.
Did they end up keeping Dylan Brooks?
I don't know. I don't know if they've traded him or not.
Okay, I don't know. I like Dylan Brooks. He's a good shooter. And again, it's everything that you would have expected the Rockets to look for. He's a versatile offensive guy. He plays a position that we've talked about them upgrading for, it seems like, forever. It's a nice pick. You know one player that I wanted to talk about in the second round?
Who?
Jordan Bell, who goes to the Warriors. The Warriors are turning into the Spurs. Like, they draft perfectly for their team. And Jordan Bell is, again, he's a guy that no one's gonna ask this guy to score. He is there for one reason, and it's to play defense and to rebound. And it's such a perfect fit, right? Like, to put a guy like that who really you're asking nothing from on the offensive end, it's so great because you're always going to have three guys on the floor who can fill it up, maybe four. And when you've got these other guys who just grind and are willing to play that role, it's such a luxury. And Jordan Bell is exactly that.
Yeah, they moved Brooks to Memphis. That is correct.
Okay.
So there you go.
Everybody gets traded to Memphis.
Yeah, seems to be it.
I'm guessing he'll turn into Rudy Gay.
Probably so.
All right, let me tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call them to get ready for the summer, 713-465-0400. You've got maybe a grayed-out patio or an outdated pool deck. It's just ugly out there. Well, let Carvestone take care of that. Carvestone will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. Trowel hand carved, custom color to your home, looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty that can help you with residential and commercial projects. And they'll help you save money, 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone overlay instead, and you'll get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. That should cover everything you want to know about the NBA draft.
Everything I got.
Yeah. Well done, sir. A couple people were asking what the hell the Blackhawks are doing today. They traded Panarin, which I think shocked a lot of people, but...
Panera Bread?
Artemi Panarin, who is back-to-back 30-goal scorer. With the Blackhawks, I just trust them that they know what they're doing, just like I do the Spurs or the Patriots. And both the guys they traded were going to be free agents after next year, and this way they get some cost certainty. They know what their cap's going to be. And so I don't mind either trade.
All right.
So there you have it. I don't know if you saw this, but your buddy Deshaun Watson.
My boy.
Yes. Responded to a tweet from John McClain.
I think he's doing fine.
McClain's tweet basically was praising him for his work ethic. He tweeted out, "I can't overstate how hard rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson worked in the offseason. Stayed after practice.
That's nice.
Worked on days off.
Okay.
What a work ethic." And Deshaun responded with, "It's a lifestyle." So, I like this kid, man. I'm telling you, I think they got it right with him, and I'll be unpleasantly disappointed if I'm wrong about that.
You'll go down with that ship,
yeah? Because I think everything that I've heard from everybody over there too is he just picks up things so fast, and he's working his butt off, and that he's got all the things you're looking for. Doesn't mean it's going to translate, but man, I hope it does. It'd be nice to actually have a quarterback.
He seems like a likable kid. Like, I hope he does well. And you know, I've said all along, I don't know that I'm convinced that that his game translates to the NFL, especially as early as it seems everybody wants him to. But he's the kind of guy that I won't have a hard time rooting for him. I'll say that.
Yeah, you want him to do well.
Yeah.
He's just got his... so many good qualities that you hope it translates on the field, because that in the end, that's all that matters. Is can you go out there and win football games and make plays when you need to? Let's squeeze on a phone call. Tony, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Guys, how are you?
We're doing sports, Tony.
Hey, I just wanted to ask how you thought this Mitrione and Fedor fight was going to go down tomorrow night.
Man, I am probably not the guy to ask. I like both those guys. I think Mitrione hits so hard. He's so athletic. But that's the one guy that I really have always kind of fanboyed out for is Fedor. He's my favorite fighter ever. I'll be hoping that he wins. And if he doesn't, I hope he stops fighting, because I don't want to see him lose anymore.
Yeah. Well, but that's kind of what it's kind of where you go to die, right?
Kind of.
and it'd be nice to. I mean, I still like watching the guy fight, but it is kind of sad when you get to that.
It's only sad when he loses. Yeah. Like when he puts it up somebody's head, I am always entertained by it. I just don't want to see him lose. Maybe that's selfish.
Yeah, he probably is going to lose, though, I would think.
Probably so.
All right, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. I got some football stuff for you.
Football?
Yeah.
Well, what?
USA Today.
I like football.
Has basically said there's only five teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Five teams?
And I disagree with them, but I'm sure you can guess most of them. I mean, the Patriots are an obvious one.
Right. Are the Falcons still on that list?
The Falcons are not on that list, which I'm okay with. I don't think they...
I wonder if the Raiders are on that list.
They're not on the list. They would be on mine.
Okay.
On my top five list.
I'll go to the NFC for a moment then. Is Vaquero de Dallas on the list?
Vaquero de Dallas is their number five team, yes.
Okay.
There are three NFCs and two AFCs.
The Seahawks of Seattle.
Seahawks.
The Packers of Green Bay.
Those are your three NFC teams.
And one other AFC team, huh?
Yes.
They'll probably say Pittsburgh.
They did say Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But, and I agree with Pittsburgh. I think I'd put the Raiders on this list, though.
I think I'd have Raiders on that list. I think I would have Falcons still on that list. And I think I might have, maybe I'm buying into what they've done in the offseason more than most, and I'm probably stupid for it, and I always do get suckered into this team. But I like the Ravens a lot this year, too.
So who do you kick off? Because you just added three teams to the top five list.
I can't add all of those. I wouldn't add all of them. I wouldn't have a problem kicking the Cowboys off. I'd probably have the Raiders over the Cowboys.
I think I'd kick the Packers off.
I think I might kick the Packers off, too. The Packers are more and more turning into the Indianapolis Colts. They've got one really good player at a really important position, and that can take you a long way. The rest of their team isn't that good. Specifically their defense.
Yeah.
Granted, they did a lot of drafting to that, but I doubt they're going to be great with a bunch of rookies. I don't know.
I would drop probably the Cowboys and the Packers and add on the Raiders. And I might – I keep falling into the Giants trap every year.
I wouldn't laugh at that.
I might do that again.
I'd pull on the Raiders and Falcons. I mean, the Falcons really – all they lost is an offensive coordinator. And granted, that might be a big, big deal. It could be. But if Matt Ryan's actually figured it out and Matt Ryan's last season wasn't just a product of Kyle Shanahan, then I think they're going to be okay.
I don't think it was at all. I think it was – yeah, I think
you think Matt Ryan's like finally developed into what people thought he could be early on?
But I also think their run was a little fluky last year, and I don't think they're repeating that. And I think the hangover from blowing that lead
– it could happen.
Gets in their heads. So I will take them off my list.
Okay.
Squeezing a call before we go to break. Jeff, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hef.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing sports, Jeff.
Hey, I got a couple of questions. One, how's Springer doing after getting hit by that pitch? And do you think the Astros win 100 games this year? And I'll let y'all talk about it.
Well, George texted me yesterday and said he's feeling better.
But he texted with his other hand.
He did. He did text with his right hand. So I don't know what to believe because he texted me, "Hey, I'm good." And then I was like, "What hand did you text this with?" He said, "With my not broken hand." And I don't know if that means the other hand is actually broken or just that they're both not broken and he texted with one of the not broken hands. I don't know. No, we have no idea what's going on with George Springer's hand until they make an announcement. We don't know.
But apparently it's just a bruise. So yeah, it's day to day. So
yesterday they said x-rays were negative. So
I wouldn't expect to see him this weekend.
I wouldn't
either. get a few days off.
And the Astros winning 100 games, Fred, what says you on that one?
Possible. I still think they wind up low to mid 90s.
I kind of think that too. I was thinking about this the other day. Remember when we were doing the preseason win totals?
Yeah.
And the one number that I was feeling two numbers I felt the most adamant about. One, anytime that the Yankees number is 500-ish,
right? The last few years.
Yeah, I always go over because they're always over 500. And that Cubs number was so absurdly high.
Yeah.
What was it, like 109 or 108? Something crazy.
Yeah, it was over 100. I know that.
And
I think it's 104 was the actual number. I could be wrong.
Here they are, two games over 500, almost halfway through the season. So, you know, those total things are – that's a tough thing to get a grasp on. Clearly the Astros will go over their projected number. I do think they'll slow down as the season goes on, you know. But at this pace, I think they're on pace for like 102 or 103. I still lean slightly under, especially with the lead that they have.
Yeah,
they may be in cruise control the last week of the season or something. They're able to set up their rotation, things like that. But at this point, I mean, they're so far ahead of everyone, not just in the division now. They have a 9-game lead on the next closest team in the league. So the Yankees and the Red Sox are both 9 games back of the Astros for the overall League standings.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And they're still, I think they're 2 games up on the Dodgers for best record in all of baseball. So
and they get, at some point here, they're going to get their pitchers back.
Yep.
Which will be huge because it doesn't just help your rotation. That's going to help the bullpen, which isn't going to be – guys that are out there trying to blow 10-0 leads will not be out there. So, I could see them winning 100, but, you know, I think that's I think it's just going to be a very – it may not matter at the end of the season. They may be in at 96 wins, and that's the best record in the American League, and that's good enough.
So the – the Astros have 50 wins. The next three best records in baseball all play in the same division. That's kind of surprising at this point, right? Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Rockies.
Yeah, but that's one hell of a division right now. Man. All three of those teams are just raking.
And the Giants, who they're always in it, yeah. They're a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, they are horrific.
281 says, Fred, my daily pot question, if you could blaze with any famous person, dead or alive, who would it be? Let me think about that.
It's Willie Nelson.
Willie's on the list, but if I get to throw dead people in there.
Because Willie Nelson, he blew Snoop's doors off.
He did. Willie is probably the current living one that I would like to. I think Jim Morrison is on my dead people list.
Okay.
Jim Morrison and Plato.
I feel like Jim Morrison would be bored with weed.
Probably.
He'd be like, hey, Fred, let's drop this acid. You'd be like, no, yeah, can we just smoke weed? And he's like, what are you, some kind of punk?
Let's drop acid. Let's eat peyote and go throw up in the desert. But Plato would be on my list, too. Not the dog Pluto, but Plato, the actual.
Plato, the actual putty that you mold into your friend that you talk to when you're high on weed.
The Greek philosopher. I think it'd be fun as hell to get high with him.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's, they proudly partner with teams, groups, organizations in this community with all kinds of different things. And because they're not just doing great food, they're doing things all over the Houston area to try and make the community better. And they do there's several different things that they are a part of, and they want to help you. They want to partner with teams, groups, organizations that make Houston great. They want to partner with your community events. See how you can do that at canesandcommunities.com. It's where you'll learn how to take part in that. And of course. Besides supporting all the thousands of local causes and organizations and events, they also make fantastic food. And it starts with their chicken fingers that are always fresh, never frozen. The premium cuts of the chicken, always marinated 24 hours, hand dipped, and then cooked fresh when you order. They're great sides, the French fries, the cane sauce, the Texas toast, and the lemonade that's cut and hand squeezed every day by their crews. But again, check out Canes and Communities. or canesandcommunity.com to learn out how they can help you out. They've got 5 points of emphasis that they work on: enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles, and then business development / entrepreneurship. And they're always looking for ways to help out in Houston. If you think that's something that they could help you with, check them out at canesandcommunity.com. And while you're out and about tonight thinking, man, I really don't want to cook dinner, well, stop by Raising Cane's. Get some for the whole family. Make it a Raising Cane's night. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. Raising Cane's, one love.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
And we are back. And we're going to go back to NRG. What's up, Tasha?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. What you got going on out there?
Well, it's just me and Jen here at the ESPN 97.5 booth giving away some ESPN goodies. We'll be here until 7. But good news is that the expo doesn't end until 8. They'll be here all weekend. You can check out different trucks, trailers, truck parts, accessories, and so much more at the 4th Annual Texas Trucking Show. Yes, admission is free tomorrow and Sunday. They're open from 10 to 9. And you can check out a list of exhibits and get more information at texastruckingshow.com.
All right. Thank you, Tasha.
Mm-hmm. Come check us out, guys. You're welcome.
All right. Head on out to NRG. See your trucks. Getting a lot of people saying Hunter S. Thompson would be fun to get high with. I kind of think Weed would be.
Again, that's another guy who's not messing with weed.
Yeah.
He's looking to get blitzed.
That's heroin and all kinds of stuff there. Husky says hot celeb you want to bang high. Same, I'd probably be the same list as not high, I would guess.
You'd be more apt to go bald if you were high.
Yeah. Probably. Probably. But bald Natalie Portman, Scarlett Jo, same crew that I've always been into. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And did you see Jimmy Butler's trainer went off on the Bulls?
No.
Yeah, that excuse me. Man, I just realized how much I need a vacation right now. But he went on Twitter after the trade and was all over the Bulls. Basically, said 0-82, worst culture in the league. I met drug dealers with better morals than their GM. He is a liar, and everyone knows. I met drug dealers with pretty good morals. I don't know if that's fair necessarily. I mean, I'm not talking Brian Cranston type drug dealers. Yeah, no Breaking Bad stuff, but yeah, you know, but he's a liar, and everyone knows.
All right.
So, I guess they're not going to be friends.
It sounds like maybe that's an unmendable bridge, Fred.
Yeah, well, and clearly Jimmy Butler had a little bit to do with that because they're hanging out together in Paris.
Yeah. Well, I think it's – I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that Jimmy Butler ends up with Thibodeau, who – that's when he was at his best.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about this at the beginning. I think this is the Timberwolves' year now to make a move. This is a good basketball team. Those guys should be developed enough, and you add a player like that. That's if the Sixers could add a player like that, just hypothetically speaking, if they could add Paul George,
right?
I think they're a playoff team.
Probably.
But, well, it's the East, too, so it's not that hard. Somebody said Richard Pryor. I think Weed would be a little beneath Richard Pryor,
yeah,
too.
He's trying to do that blow.
Jesus?
Maybe.
I get high with Jesus.
But it's very difficult to get high with him. I don't think he's going down easy is all I'm saying.
Joshua says, can I count you guys as one? I feel like it'd be a lot of fun getting bleeped up with you both.
Not that great with me.
I consider
my last story. You don't want to be involved in that.
I'm probably pretty boring because when I get really stoned, I just start spouting philosophy and talking about existentialism and stuff and little people. One says, damn, Tasha sounds sexy. You haven't seen Tasha before? She's pretty cute.
Yeah, they're at NRG. Go visit.
Yeah. Visit them, yeah. She's a truck show. It's
she
free.
Would love to meet you. I'm sure she would love to meet you.
She has koozies for you.
Yeah, and t-shirts and hats.
And Schlitterbahn tickets.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. She says, bet LeBron wished he had kept Wiggins. I don't think so. They won a title.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Now, I'm sure.
Now, yeah.
Seems but, like, yeah, it'd be
but
better,
if you tell them, hey, you're going to win a title and you're going to get to the finals three straight years.
Yeah.
You take that. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Let's get to
it. We up in this club. Bring me the bottles. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.